Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I am thankful for movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, episode number 1475. You heard me. Give or take a few, recorded on Sunday afternoon, November 19th, 2023. My guests today are two champions and a fellow named Tom. Please welcome into your ears Sam Levine, Gabe Malika, and Tom Takkar. Hey, guys.
Hey, Doug.
Finally, an episode with just three dudes on it, just as God intended. Let's meet all of you individually and alphabetically by first name. He is back after a recent win on his first appearance on the show, I believe. We'll double check the stats with him, but it's Gabe Malika. Hello, Gabe.
Hey, Doug. It's nice to be here as returning champion. I'm wearing a crown.
So you are a returning champ. I knew that, but was that your first appearance on the show where you won?
It was. It's true. And I came in here very nonchalant, and suddenly I have the lust for victory. So I'm going to really try to win this one.
Well, that's the thing, is I try to really ramp everybody up because male comedians aren't competitive. All right. I'm actually going to be in your neck of the woods this week. I'm coming to New York, as I often do, Thanksgiving weekend. And any tips on what I should see while I'm there?
Oh, well, Doug, we've shared our love of musicals. So if
I know, right?
You have some musical tickets. I just saw Merrily We Roll Along, which was very good.
Yeah,
Spamalot's like fun. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, cool. You know, I could go all day about that, but this isn't Doug Loves Broadway. Also... And we'll do your plugs there at the end, Gabe, because I'm just excited to get to the so-called content on today's show. next up, he's the man with the plam. It's Sam Levine. Hey, dude.
Hey, buddy. I am the man with a plam.
Hey, listen, I'm going to New York this weekend. What should I see?
You know what? I'm so glad you asked, Doug. As you know, I'm from the area originally, and even though I haven't lived there in almost 25 years, I've got some tips.
Yeah. Can we look for you to take over the role of Sweeney Todd at some point?
Absolutely. I'm still looking to take over the role of Terry Sweeney. Thank you. Just for you, Doug.
Yeah, that really is. It's barely for me. So thank you for that, Sam. Thank you for being here. I'm going to move on before, you know, you say more trivial things and become a threat to everyone. he's so trivial. And a man also joining us who he risks his own life with each and every appearance on the show because he spends the rest of the day kicking himself. It's Tom Jacar.
Oh, my God. Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Hey, dude. So yeah, I hope that you'll be better about it today, or that you've come to terms with the last time you were on the show live when we were in Brea. Yes. You were very disappointed with your own performance as it was happening.
Yeah, well, it was. I was kind of hoping we would leave in the past, but now that it's brought back, it was. I liked the first like 2/3 of the performance was fun, but that last game just kicked my ass and humiliated me, and I had an hour long drive home with a fellow guest Joe Quazala, which was me in fact beating myself up that I can't remember any movies. That game is so hard sometimes when you're in your head.
Yeah, no, it really.
These guys I'm on with don't understand. They were champions. You need one fucking loser to balance this trio out. These two are legends.
Well, you know, Gabe is, yet to prove himself long term, but he's a good player. But prior to that Brea show, I really would have put you in the good player category. You were really faking it while you were making it because you've been on the show a bunch of times. But that was the first time I noticed the cracks in the, the Tom Jacar coolness.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Uncool. The three actress trifecta really, really sweet, but you know, it's led me to watch more female driven films. I watched Priscilla yesterday. I'm back in the game, baby.
Okay, well, I'll just let you know right now that that's not going to help you at all today.
Okay. Because Priscilla being disrespected once again.
We always go off, you know, and when I say we, I mean, it's just me. I just go off in weird directions with, the games each week just because I kind of let, anything that's going on in the world or with me or with movies especially, I like to tie into it. But first, before we play those games that I put so much effort into, real quick, Tom Jacar, you were at the Benson Movie Interruption at Dynasty Typewriter the other night, and you were there. You witnessed it when the audience chose to watch She's the Man, starring Sam Levine's very good friend, so be cool. He's very tight with what's her name?
Amanda Bynes?
Yeah.
With what's her name?
Yeah.
Okay, now I feel less bad about my performance on the last one. You can't even remember the famous actress Amanda Bynes.
No, I just wanted somebody else to say it. I wanted you or Sam to say it.
No, I have to tell you, I in retrospect, I honestly think that movie was pretty good. That's the only reason I picked it. I was like, I don't think it's that bad. It was funny. David Cross is very funny in it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. That worked out pretty good for you. It was less. I remembered it like you're talking about it now, and then I was a little disappointed the other night by it. But it's also harder to look at anything Amanda Bynes when you know that she's really been through it of late, and we don't know how she's going to end up at this point.
It does feel like watching it now. You're like, oh, I get, like you said earlier about me. It's like you see the cracks. You're like, her whole impression of being a man was just to have a Southern accent. She sounded like Elvis in Priscilla, actually. I was like, this is the same performance.
And she looked like Priscilla in Priscilla.
Yeah, she actually really does. That's
if she put those wigs on, yeah, she would. She absolutely would. Very similar to that actress, Kaylee Spiney. Anyway. Okay. So before we play the games today, I've been doing it this all month long because, in my opinion, everybody, of course, leaps to Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when asked to recommend a Thanksgiving movie. And I'm trying to find if there really is a reasonable second place, because everyone seems to agree that that's the number one Thanksgiving movie. So I'd like each of you to recommend a movie that it doesn't have to take place on Thanksgiving, but there has to be something about it that you feel makes it a Thanksgiving movie. We'll start with Gabe.
There's the Peanuts Thanksgiving special. Is that too on the nose?
It's too not a movie, Gabe.
Oh, is that might be the issue. You're right.
It's a terrific answer, especially if you fast forward through the line of giving the speech from the Bible. Which I find moving because the kid's a good actor, but you know, he took his thumb out of his mouth long enough to quote the Bible. People listen. But no, did you have a movie? I can move on to somebody else and come back to you if you don't have one.
Yeah, come back to me. Let me think about it.
All right, let's go to Sam. Sam's got, is there a movie you watch every Thanksgiving? Do you have that kind of tradition in your life?
You know, I don't. It's not like with Christmas movies, you know, where there are certain ones that I will make a point to watch every year. But last Thanksgiving, I did make a point to watch a film, but it's not really a Thanksgiving film to anyone but me, because I watched it last Thanksgiving. So I don't know if that'll help you, but I'm happy
to
talk about it.
That might count. Like, would it be good for anybody to...
I think it would be good for anybody to watch
Thanksgiving.
It was an entertaining film. It's available on Netflix, and it's called The School for Good and Evil.
Okay.
And it was directed by my old pal, Paul Feig, and based on a series of books. And it's a really fun, high fantasy movie. And it was honestly a really perfect post-dinner watch. Full of turkey and lots of wine. And it was a really enjoyable film. And I think
I love it.
Check
That's
it out.
A great recommendation. Would I be prying if I asked you if you had a movie picked out for this year?
You wouldn't be prying. obviously, this year I hope to see Eli Roth's Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's perfect.
But I've not made it to the theater yet, unfortunately.
Right. And, you know, on Thanksgiving Day, getting into a theater is dodgy business, because a lot of them won't be open all day. They're either open in the afternoon or the late at night. Like, I remember going with friends to like a 10 o'clock movie sometimes on Thanksgiving. But
PM?
Anyway. Huh?
PM or AM?
PM.
Okay. Well, you get up early. People don't know that about
you. Well,
you
know, Thanksgiving's late in the afternoon is what I'm saying. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, it's different with every theater these days. A lot of the chains, you know, like they take a huge swath of, you know, like Christmas is what amazes me, because I feel like it's a real morning kind of holiday where you get up and do shit. But the movie theaters, they just start right away on Christmas morning. And then that's what a lot of families, you know, end up doing. All right, but that was a great suggestion, Sam. What have you got for us? What do you suggest, Tom Takar?
I'm going to go with Dutch. You ever see Dutch?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is another one that has come up already in this conversation.
It's come up already?
And what makes it a Thanksgiving movie?
Well, it's another, I think it is a lot, it's around the holidays. It's another, it's a lot like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I think. It's been a while since I've watched it, but it's like a stepdad.
Same writer.
But like, a boy and a man instead of two men.
Yes.
Yeah. Ethan Embry, then credited as Ethan Randall, by the way, for those keeping score at home.
A fun fact.
Yeah, very different. I mean, he's been an amazing character actor, because over the years, like, he just, every time you see him in something, is like, oh, that's him. Yeah, that is him. Okay. Always looking different and acting different. He's a really good actor.
Mm-hmm.
What was your answer again, Tom?
Dutch.
I just like hearing you say it.
Dutch.
Could you just say Dutch, or do you have to go Dutch?
Dutch. I think I have to say it that way. I have one medical problem. And it's
on a first date, which way do you guys prefer to pay? Dutch.
That's a great way to end a date.
I'd like to get Ed O'Neill to pay. So I've become such a of course Ed O'Neill was great on Married with Children, and then I'm sure he's great in Dutch, but Dutch was sort of like I saw it back in at that time, and to me, for whatever reasons, it was a disappointment from the world of John Hughes because he'd had such bangers up to that point. And then but then Modern Family, that Ed O'Neill I've really fallen in love with, and so it'd be fun to revisit Dutch and to do it on Thanksgiving. I think that's what I would like to do. That's what I'm kind of aiming towards at this point, but I can be convinced otherwise. Gabe.
Yes, I have thought about this.
What have you got? What do you got? What's your next suggestion? Frosty the Snowman?
No, this is actually a good movie. This is actually a movie where it's like, oh, it's just four guys sitting around talking about it. Makes sense, which is The Big Chill is a Thanksgiving weekend movie. I think it's like Black Friday. They play football. And they meet up for that funeral.
Yeah, I never thought of it. The timeline there is kind of weird. I guess they sort of they make a long weekend out of it. Like maybe they have the funeral on Wednesday, Thanksgiving on Thursday, football on Friday. Yeah, it's really they all just hang out together for days.
Yeah, it's kind of, and like my Friendsgiving on Long Island with all my idiot friends is that Friday. So it feels kind of like apropos.
Yeah, I like it. I can't believe I never really associated it with that. But I guess story-wise, there's nothing really Thanksgiving-y. It's not, they don't lean too hard on the Thanksgiving part. In fact, you know, this sequence is more them cleaning up after eating.
Yeah.
Dancing around in the kitchen, which has just become just such a sickening, like if I see something like that in a movie, I'm disgusted by it. But at least they were, I think they got there first.
Yeah, they should have leaned in harder because I think he makes like a PB&J in the middle of the night and he should be making turkey sandwiches. He should be eating leftovers.
I think it's a flashback scene, the Thanksgiving scene.
Oh, they flash back to it?
I don't think it's that because like I'm imagining Kevin Kline goes out for like his morning run.
Uh-huh.
And when he like he gives like an insider trading tip and like he's wearing the shortest 80s shorts.
Yeah.
You've ever seen. And I'm like, there's no way that's Thanksgiving. It would be too cold. It'd be too cold for shorts that short.
Yeah. It's, there's a lot of real imprinted memories on me from that movie. Like, you know, Glenn Close crying in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Kline impregnating Glenn Close while their spouses are nearby.
Wait, yeah. I think it, no, it, she is the spouse. It's Mary Kay Place.
Mary Kay Place.
Yep.
He puts it in Mary Kay Place.
He does. He gives her the gift.
Glenn is close.
Is Glenn close? You bet she is.
I don't know what to say about what's her name? Tilly. Jennifer. Which Tilly was it?
Meg Tilly. Yeah.
Good old Meg Tilly. Okay. Those are great. Those are three great selections. I'm proud to stand behind them. Even though I haven't seen any of them in a while, but could be good for a rewatch. And I'm going to consider this further instead of talking further during the break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and I really thought about it, and I've come to no conclusions about what I'm going to watch on Thanksgiving, but I use that time well, I feel. Are you guys ready to get gamey?
I was already gamey. It's been weeks since I bathed.
That's gross. Okay. Yep. The first game we're going to play today is called Enter Sandman.
Oh, boy.
Both games today are in the three-round style. In this one, Enter Sandman, you will take turns naming movies that you think are in the top 10 movies with Adam Sandler in them. According to an Esquire magazine article in August of this year. If you come up with the number one movie, that's worth 10 points. All the way down to the number 10 movie is worth 1 point. As you know, Adam has appeared in 742 movies. No, he's appeared in quite a lot more than 10. So it's interesting how Esquire, I don't know if Esquire the magazine, I don't know if that helps anybody at all, if anybody knows what kind of taste that magazine has, because I know it sort of went through a change and kind of tried to become like a Maxim or more like that or something. I'm not, I mean, obviously they're talking about Adam Sandler movies and ranking them. So they're trying to reach, you know, more people than just the elites. Everybody understand the rules?
Yeah. Really, really quick. Do they tell you, is it a ranking of like the best critically, or is it just what they think is the best movie?
You know, it's one of those articles where it just says, you know, here's our top 10, you know, we ranked as a magazine. We got together.
Okay.
Yeah. And had a fiery, hot debate. And Gabe Malika knows what I'm talking about when it comes to people's opinions and Adam Sandler movies.
It's true. My solo show ends with a giant Adam Sandler list, which we can do plugs later, but it's a large part of my solo show.
No, I know. I thought it'd be funny to give you an insane advantage.
Yeah, these two idiots have never seen a Sandler movie.
In a game. Well, everybody knows Adam Sandler movies, but naming the right ones in this case is the trick. And it's much like a Family Feud or whatever. You just don't know what, you know, people's opinions of the right answer are going to be. Mm. But it's all here in print, and somebody is going to win. So we'll start with you, Gabe. Well, you'll each get three guesses ultimately. So use your guesses wisely. The last time I played this format of a game, by the way, Edgar Wright was playing, the formidable Edgar Wright. And he named, like, everything he said was not only on the list, but like at the top of it. It was impressive. The other two players didn't get, hardly got any right. Okay. Edgar Wright was all right. Okay. Hopefully he'll be back soon, but you know, there's a time difference between where I am and where he is. Okay, Gabe, give me Adam Sandler expert that you are. What do you think would be, what do you think Esquire would call the number one movie that has Adam Sandler in it?
I'm going to go with a personal favorite, which is like my favorite of the early ones. So I'm going to say The Wedding Singer.
Well, you are off to quite a start, dude, because The Wedding Singer is number two.
Whoa, all right. Damn. 9 points.
And that's worth 9 points right out of the gate. Everyone, of course, has a shot at that number one 10-pointer. And then you could also end up adding up to smaller amounts to get more than nine. So it's not over yet. Sam?
I feel like it would be more serious fare. So I will say, and I want to make sure I pronounce this absolutely correctly, Uncut Gems.
Oh my goodness. I don't know which, I don't know which, you know, pronunciation to accept.
Ah.
Cause that didn't sound like, I mean, I know what you were doing there. It was an amazing Julia Fox impression. But yeah, the answer, of course, that you're going for is Uncut Gems.
Oh, is that how it's said?
Well, I mean, if you want the points.
I guess so. If there are points available, I'll take them. If there are, I'd like them, please.
I'm not telling you at this point if there's points or not.
Okay. Well, I guess I've given my answer.
You need to pronounce it correctly to find out.
Fine. Uncut gems.
Yes, it's on the list.
Okay.
And, I mean, critical acclaim, award nominations, and whatnot. I think he won the Independent Spirit Film Award. Of course, it's on the list, and it is all the way up at number 3.
Ooh.
Yeah, so right
now, still missing number 1.
We're still missing number 1. It's going to be interesting to see if anybody can grab that number 1, because those points are really going to make the difference, especially now. Especially for Tom Takkar.
Man, this is tough because it went both ways. The first one, the Wedding Singer, is like a straight up comedy, and then Uncut Gems is the most dramatic. Man, I thought it was going to be one or the other. You know what I mean? Because now whatever's number one, it's all over the map. But I'm going to go with what I would like for my own life, which is a Big Daddy.
You would like to see Big Daddy at number 1.
Mm-hmm.
According to Esquire magazine, out of all Adam Sandler movies,
that's correct,
that he's ever been in, even Shakes the Clown,
sure,
even Mixed Nuts,
even Overboard,
Going Overboard,
Going Overboard.
Oh shit, we're giving away answers. Oh,
Are we though? Okay, so. That answer, Big Daddy, I love that you nailed that. It is number 1.
What?
To Esquire.
Big Daddy is Big number Daddy. 1.
Big Daddy
holds up, you guys. Let's go.
I love Big Daddy.
The word daddy is still popular. People like things that are big.
That kid spits on the ground and picks it back up with his mouth. That's still a cool trick.
Peeing on the wall never goes out of style. Sure. I will say about that movie, it sets up a scenario where you do feel, you know, you want him and the kid to, you know, be able to be together in the end. So it's like, it's got that emotional pull that maybe is not there in some of his other movies. And then it's also, it's pretty gag oriented. Like they really do have a lot of the interplay between him and the kid is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. I just realized both movies I've named today have been a kid hanging out with a man who's not his dad for an hour.
It's a whole genre of filmmaking.
Yeah, it really, it just warms your heart around the holidays. Mm-hmm. So what an exciting first round we've had. The three of you, great players all, knocked off the top 3 Adam Sandler movie. So now it's just about who can pick up the spares. Gabe, what do you got next for us?
So this one is kind of a comedy and a drama. I think that's maybe where this list is headed, I hope. So I'm going to say Funny People.
Nice.
Mm.
Funny People was indeed took a couple of turns that were kind of unexpected. But underrated movie, I think. And
yeah, James Taylor says fuck Facebook, so that's pretty fun. Right. Maybe fuck MySpace. Maybe he says fuck MySpace. I can't remember.
I think you're right. I think it's MySpace. I was really excited about Facebook, so I was like, yeah, that stays true to this day. But all MySpace references in the movies are just screwed because it's not going to take long at all before nobody's going to know what they're talking about.
They got a CGI out. It's bad.
What's that?
They got to CGI those out and just update it every time there's a new social media.
They got to use AI, just go through every movie and just imitate the voice of the person and update the reference in every old reference. Because that was She's the Man. When we were watching that the other night, it had a couple of those. We were just like, oh, they just didn't know that this reference would not stick as a thing people knew about. Mm-hmm. All right, so Funny People. Sorry for the delay on that. If I were a TV show host, I would have gone to a commercial just to build up the suspense even more about this answer. But no, Funny People did not make the top 10.
Wow, okay.
probably hovering near it, I would imagine, because it does cover those bases you were talking about of being both comedy and drama, both things that Adam is good at and pursues, but usually alternately. Although, yeah, Uncut Gems is the most intense movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked that it's where it is on the list, given the other two.
Right.
That is, yeah.
But I guess they just didn't want to go with the, you know, because of all the acclaim for it, going with number one, because it doesn't really feel like an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like him guest starring in another style of movie, and he's great at it, but. Okay.
No, if it was Sam, top 10 Kevin Garnett movies, I would have gotten that for sure.
Top 10 Adam Sandler movies that feature a bejeweled Furby.
The answer will shock you.
It will indeed. Sam, what's your next guess?
I mean, if, you know, as we've pointed out, if Big Daddy and would we say the Wedding Singer are in the top three, then I feel like it's all right. I'm torn between two. Old School, so I'm gonna go with my personal favorite of the two, Happy Gilmore.
I think I got a strong feeling of what the other movie was you were gonna suggest, but Happy Gilmore, I can confirm, came in at number four on the list.
Wow, the very nice. Most
available points. That's 7 more points for Sam.
Oh, wow.
Puts him at 15. Everybody's within reach still of Sam Levine.
Wow.
We go to Tom Takkar.
I mean, I think I have to go with what I imagine was the other one you were going to do, because I was torn between the same two, and go with Billy Madison.
You're going Billy Madison, his first his first big, I guess going overboard was before that. Sure. He was the lead in that.
You think about it, the name of the fucking company is Happy Madison. It seems like those are the two, side by sides.
Yeah, those were the two that put him on the map. And on this list, Billy Madison is number 5.
Whoa!
6 points for Tom Takkar, bringing him to 16 points. There's certain people cannot win at this point. I don't want to name names. I don't want any names, but it is fun for Gabe at this point to be a spoiler potentially.
Love to spoil.
Because you can go ahead and get some more points for yourself that you don't need, because you can't surpass with the available points on the board. You can't win at this point. But what would you like to say?
Well, we're getting into these, like, it really comes down to taste at a certain point. Like, there's some things I think that people are like, oh, that's kind of classic for what he does. And now we're like, we're in that middle range. I'm going to go with a personal favorite, even though it's like maybe bad. I don't know. I kind of like it. Is Mr. Deeds.
Good answer.
Mr. Deeds, I would like in my head sometimes just mix up the Big Daddy and Mr. Deeds. Because, you know, I don't know if Big Daddy's last name is Deeds or Mr. Deeds likes to be called Big Daddy. But I do know that Mr. Deeds unfortunately did not make the top 10.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Must have been number 11.
That was a terrific. Yes. Be. Both of Gabe's other guesses were probably
we're both tied for number 11
on the list. But Sam, you have to get one of these to surpass Tom, and then Tom will have a chance to surpass you. I couldn't have picked a more exciting finish.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. All right. Clearly, this is comedy heavy. This is not my favorite, but I know it's very popular. So I will say The Waterboy.
Extremely popular.
Yeah.
And box office might be, you know, especially adjusting for inflation, might be like his number one movie, or certainly up in that range. Quoted all the time, by gentlemen who quote that sort of thing. number 8 on the list, worth 3 points. 3 more points for Sam Levine. He's at 18. So Tom Tokar needs some more points.
Yes.
He needs at least 3. So he needs to come up with the movie that ranked number 6 or the movie that ranked number 7 on Esquire's list of top 10 Adam Sandler movies.
So there's a couple more serious ones, but there's one that's like almost in the serious realm while still being a comedy that is my favorite of the movies left. So I would be doing myself a disservice not to say it. And that movie
I think you should say it.
It's Click.
Oh, that's
not what I expect you to say.
Damn it. Well, that sounds
I didn't know what to expect. The way he geared up for that answer. I didn't know what was going on.
I'm sitting here looking at the ones that are here, and I had one picked out that I thought he was heading towards.
Yeah.
And
I think I know what that is.
Hotel Transylvania 2.
But I have to give you the bad news and say the Click also did not make. That I mean, the man has a lot of iconic movies, and everybody, like the arguments I've discussed this with Gabe Malika on this show and on Wide World of Doug's, but like just the opinions about ranking Adam Sandler movies must just it's just endless. How they can be switched around and how it's kind of hard to argue with a lot of those choices, you know.
That's a toughie. That's a tough pill to swallow. I will swallow it.
All right.
Yeah, so I had a feeling of another one that could be on there, or another couple, but that's
Right? Because you're thinking of Adam Sandler movies. Because this list, it feels like any of his movies could be on there. I mean, I guess there's some that were. So
I feel
critically
like there's two with critical acclaim that could be.
Yeah. Well, let me give you the actual results. Coming in at number 10 was one of those films where he went pretty much full drama, PDL. As they say. And it's called Rain Over Me.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's insane. Dude.
Rain Over Me.
Wow.
Number 10.
I'm going to burn down the building, the Esquire building. You can't put rain over me.
It's only worth 1 point, but I think that the blurb next to it probably said words to the effect of like his first really dramatic role, and he pulls it off, even though it's kind of, a stretch or whatever. And,
That was a joke answer for me. That's so stupid.
I don't remember his character's first name, but I do remember his last name in that movie is Levine.
Oh,
it is? I thought it was Rain. all right. So then coming in at number 9, this one surprised me. I put an exclamation point with it next to it, even though it's not in the actual title. But number 9, according to them, is Airheads.
What?
That movie's unwatchable.
And he's like barely in that, isn't he? That's crazy.
No, he's like one of the three dudes that like, takes hostages or whatever.
Farley. Yeah, that's right.
It's a hostage comedy, one of the great genres that was will probably go away completely if it hasn't already.
It's just like Dog Day Afternoon. It's just a walk.
Yeah. But, Brendan Fraser, Steve Buscemi, Joe Mantegna, like it's got a really solid cast and people of a certain age are really cling to it. Okay, number 7, you were sniffing around here, but like also the full correct title is hard to pull off with this one because it's a rare Adam Sandler movie that has a parenthetical in the title.
Oh, I would have gotten this wrong then.
The movie's called Meyerowitz. Stories.
Oh, wow.
And then in parentheses, new and selected.
Okay. Well,
that's one of the most pretentious titles in the history of cinema.
Yep. I had no chance at getting this. I would have never. I thought it was going to be either Punch Drunk Love or Spanglish in one of those acclaim spots.
All right. Slow down, buddy.
Oh, is there another
one? Take it easy. That was number 7.
Oh, fuck. All right. I thought we were out of them. My bad. Spoiled it. I suck, dude. I'm going to give myself up.
Yeah, but we don't know which one of those two it is. Is it Spanglish? Is it Punch Drunk Love?
At number 6, it is Punch Drunk Love. It's number 6. Definite bridge between comedy and drama and you know, working with another, like, great directors really want to work with him, you know, because I think they, you don't have to spend much time in his presence to really be like kind of won over. He's a very charming, shy boy. All right. So congratulations to Sam. That was a real squeaker, but you pulled the win off there.
All right.
And you know what that means? Practically nothing.
Nothing.
But you do get to go first in our next and final game, which we will play right after these words.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back. How are we doing on time? Oh, we're ahead of schedule. This is fantastic. We got plenty of time to play our second game, which is a game in which Sam Levine gets to go first. Nobody wants to give little World Wolverine this kind of head start.
Oh, boy.
But that's where we're at. And then we flip the order around. So it's going to go Sam, then Gabe, then Tom, then back to Sam in a game that I call The Little Search Engine That Could. In honor of the new Todd Haynes film, do you like his movies, Tom?
I needed to hear a couple.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yeah, all right.
You don't need to know his movies to play this game, though.
Okay.
In honor of his film, May December, which looks like a sexy snooze fest, if you ask me. But I'll withhold my opinion until after I sleep through it. I typed movie with a month in the title into the popularity search engine on IMDb and wrote down the current top 10 movies. Top 10 most popular movies with the keywords month in title associated with them. Three rounds of guessing again, just like the last game. This time, as I said, Sam, you are up first. Thinking back in the history of motion pictures, movies that have a month right there in the title.
Wait, they.
Yeah. Are you, do you have multiple ones to pick from, or are you really?
Yeah, no, I've, you know, a few popped in there. But you know, this is a tough one to think about, because there's ones that pop up, in my brain, but I don't know that they would necessarily be in a search engine.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. You're going to get three guesses ultimately.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to go with the very first one that popped into my brain, because it is an absolute all-time favorite of mine and fits the bill for what we're going for here. And that is The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, very good. Damn.
It's probably right, not so in Sam, there, but whatever.
Sam is going with The Hunt for Red October. October, of course, being a month. I don't know what else to say about it. Oh, they do that thing at the beginning where, to smooth over the fact that the actors are all going to be speaking in English instead of Russian, they do this weird zoom in, like I think on Sean Connery or somebody, and then they zoom out. What is it, Sam?
It's not Connery. It's the guy, the captain who, or not the captain, the political officer who's supposed to be on board, reading a passage from a book. He zooms in, and that's when he switches over to English, and then he zooms out. And that's one of the best conceits of that movie. Of course, the worst is, all right, everybody's speaking a weird kind of British now, except Sean Connery, who's still very much Scottish.
Yeah. Fire the torpedoes. All right. So that's your guess.
That's my guess.
top 10 movies with a month in the title, and it is in fact on the list.
All right.
And it's a powerful start for Sam Levine because it's number 2.
Oh wow.
And we're 9.
I was so ready for it to not be anywhere.
Tossing it away like, oh, how could this possibly? There's so many months before October. But you get 9 points for that, Sam. Wow. That's a solid start. Let's see what Gabe's got. Maybe Gabe can pull out number 1 or
something close to it. That Sam was going to say my guess, and my guess has the same month in it. So I'm going to say the Jake Gyllenhaal movie October Sky.
Mm. Dude, I love that movie.
Damn, it's a good one.
Who's in that with him?
Oh, that dude from American
Cooper?
Pie.
Chris Cooper. Yeah, Chris Cooper's so scary in that. He's so angry.
Oh, and Chris Klein from American Pie?
Yeah, that's his name. Yep.
Yeah, and, October Sky is one of those movies. I saw it, but I just like, you know, just never embraced it like everyone. I feel like I need to go back and look at it again. I'm a big Gyllenhaal fan. I really like a lot of the movies. He's in a lot of random movies, too, because he doesn't really do the same thing over and over again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll get buffed up for one movie and then just not be buffed up for the next one, but still very thin. Okay.
Yeah. And then he'll do Broadway too. He's good. He's all over the place.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, he'll do singing and the whole shot. Yeah, he's really he's something. I'm gonna see that Merrily We Roll Along, and I get so excited when I see Daniel Radcliffe in a musical, you know, because it's already enough that he's can't have his British accent, but then he's also got to sing on top of that. He's impressive.
Yeah, that and Weird Al. It's like, do whatever you want, dude. But you're Freak Flag Fly, dog.
Okay, so what happened? Oh, October Sky was the guest, and I started babbling about it because I love movies, and it came in at number 6.
Okay, ooh, we will take
5 points on the board for Gabe. That's a building block. That's a building block win right there. Like that's you know, you got a chance of catching up to Sam if Sam stalls in the second round, but Tom still gets his first attempt.
Right. I'm gonna go with the first one that I thought of when you said the category, which is Born on the 4th of July.
With Tom Cruise?
That's correct.
Did I say that wrong? What's that?
Oh, never mind. I just assumed I fucked up. I don't know.
No. Oh, I see. Yeah, you're always like you should go on Celebrity Jeopardy. They do that a lot where they apologize for wrong answers and stuff. I'm sorry, Ken. like they just shit themselves. Born on the 4th of July. My fun factoid about that movie is that Tom Cruise, star of the movie, was in fact born on the 3rd of July.
Oh, it's true. Yeah,
that fucking movie.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Close. He was so yep. Close.
Yep. So that just shows you that Hollywood is full of liars. And Born on the 4th of July came in at number 5. So you were 2 on the board, Tom. You've got 6 points. It's anybody's game. But it is going to be tough. Oh, it man. Is going to be tough. Can anybody pull any of this out?
So it's my turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the problem. So when you said the name of the game and how it was played, and I said, no, I got a few. There were 3 movies that came into my brain. And it was The Hunt for Red October, Born on the 4th of July.
You're just going to give away? Oh, okay.
And then this last movie. But I'm so sure this last movie's not on the list because it's not a good movie. And then but it's the one that's in my brain right now and I can't think of anything else and I don't want to tank and like try to go deep and waste time thinking of something. So I will just say fine. Sweet November. I'm sure that Cryfest is not on this fancy list.
Sweet November is of course Charlize Theron and Keanu Reeves.
Yep.
And she's dying and he's just like, don't let me go buy another lake house.
That is, it is the prequel to the lake house or the sequel to the lake house, however you want.
Yeah. He's just like, next time this happens to me with a woman, I'm just going to make sure we're in parallel time. You know, we're in, what do they even call it in that movie? It's not time travel. It's just sort of like they're in they're in, you know, different years.
Yeah.
That they live in, that they're in the same lake house.
I don't even know.
I digress.
Ah.
Sweet November, number 4 on the list.
What?
Wow.
No.
Holy yes.
Moly.
7 points.
Wow. Just putting us in our place.
That's
this is a runaway.
What is happening?
Nobody remembers that movie. Nobody.
Crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's nobody's brought that movie up for a Thanksgiving movie, even though it's got November in the title. It's like right there in the vicinity, and still nobody thinks of it that way. Tom, you thought of anything else in the interim?
Oh, is it
it's Gabe's turn?
Yeah, I was going to say.
just looking out for you, buddy.
Wow.
Gabe's up next. Gabe, what do you got?
So I don't even know if this is a movie. I'm just going to assume that someone has called a movie this, and I think this
is a
pretty good guess.
That's a fun approach. You never know. You're going to pick up with that, because I don't insist that you know what the movie is. It just has to be the same words.
There has to be a movie called April Fool's Day.
There definitely
absolutely
is. They've done it more than once, even, like several times. Straight to video horror movies.
But which one did you mean?
Yeah, you have to be more specific. But also, though, you don't have to be more specific, because unfortunately, it did April Fool's Day. None of them made the list.
Oh, but, wow.
That was a terrific guess. But again, much like Adam Sandler, there's way more than 10 movies that have a month in the title. So something has to get shut out. Now we're back to Tom.
I'm going to go with the Ides of March, Doug.
Now, that film starred Ryan Gosling and George Clooney. And what was one of the last films with Philip Seymour Hoffman, I believe. Maybe.
Well, a Most Wanted Man, I think, is his last.
I bet he's in it, even though it's like towards the end.
Yes, it's within the last few years for sure for him.
Yeah. All right. Like I think it came out after he was dead, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
But I'd be Where the Ides of March every year, no matter what. I didn't need this movie to help me to be Where the Ides of March. But it came in miraculously at number 3 on the list.
Wow,
good job.
Damn it, I thought number 1 gone? We haven't got number 1, right?
8 more points for Tom. We've not figured out what the number 1 movie with a month in the title is. All 3 of you have one more crack at it.
Oy.
And then there's a few other straggler movies 7 through 10 that are, you know, worth a few points that could end up making a difference in the end. But right now, Sam has 16 and Tom has 14. And Gabe is always a terrific guest on the show.
Oh, man.
So, Sam.
Yeah. Can you
put the nail in this coffin? And
the only thing popping into my brain after April Fool's Day came up, Pieces of April.
Now, that, of course, is a Thanksgiving movie.
It is.
Katie Holmes, a pre-Tom Cruise Katie Holmes, I believe, because he wouldn't let her star in feature films after he got with her.
Oh,
he's like Elvis and Priscilla. Like, you can't have a career if you're with me. Anyway, that movie is not on this list.
Oh. Mm. All right.
Yeah. And when I ask people to recommend a Thanksgiving movie, it comes up sometimes. I'm just sort of like, have you really watched it? Like, is it really? Like, I remember it being okay, you know, just very okay. I don't remember being like, oh, that'd be so, you know, really make my Thanksgiving special if I watched that.
Yeah. That was the early days of like digital filmmaking where it looks really digital.
Yeah, and it just takes place like in like a tiny kitchen, lot of it. And it's just sort of, you know, I mean, she had a lot of pluck. She was likable.
Oh,
but,
yeah, no, the cast
but all
was
of
good.
Her relatives are real assholes to her, I seem to remember.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, end up, spoiler, because I'm not recommending the movie anyway, They're cannibals and they eat her in the end. That's why it's called Feast of the Angels.
It's like the end of that Tom Petty video.
Yeah, it's exactly what it's like.
Which Tom Petty video?
Don't come around here no more. It's an Alice in Wonderland take, and yeah. The end of it is her turning into cake, and they all
she's eat cake her. And they eat her. Yeah,
which I by the way, at
for Mary Jane, it's like
at my wedding, I told the DJ to play that song when we cut the cake for that.
And who did anybody care?
Actually, yes, my friend Sam Humphries totally got
as long
it.
As it's got to hit with somebody, you know what it I mean? Did. Like that one cool question is enough.
It did. My very cool friend Sam Humphries came and goes, bro, do you know the significance of this song and cake? I was like, yeah, that's why I chose it. Come on, idiot. Man. He got it. But he got yeah, it.
He got it.
Even your wedding had an Easter egg. That's amazing. Yeah.
You're just yelling, that one's for Doug.
Okay, so Pieces of April brings Sam Zip and a grand total of 16. So Tom Takkar, let me build up the suspense here before you blurt out a wrong answer.
Before I fucking blow it.
God damn. Yeah.
Click again.
You gotta say click. Please don't say it when you hang up, because you just hang up. You don't say click. Okay. 14 is your amount of points. So you need 3 for the win. I mean 2 for a tie. That's about all I can say at this point is, you know, good luck.
All right. There was only one other one that I can think of. I'm actually not certain this is a movie, so not a good start for me. But I believe I remember the title of a film called August Rush.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, that's... my God. I don't know which I like better. Hear you say Dutch or August Rush. Rush. August Rush was about a child prodigy violinist named August Rush, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's Freddie Highmore, right?
Yeah, and he gets befriended by Patch Adams, and
now he's the good doctor that he rumped off on him.
And I think he also meets Felicity. She had that hair when she was in that movie, I think.
Yep.
Carrie Russell. I saw Carrie Russell at a Q&A at something she was in, like might have even been a Felicity retrospective. And some woman started going on and on this long question, and everyone could tell that the woman was asking her about her dad, Kurt Russell.
Oh my God.
And yeah, but they didn't get, you know, it was a lot of talking before finally she took a breath and Carrie said, Kurt Russell isn't my dad.
Wow.
And the lady just had to sit the fuck down. It was weird.
Oh, wish we had that on video.
Oh my God, so viral. It'd be so viral it would never get COVID. Okay, so Tom, your guess was what again?
That's not a good sign. August Rush.
I don't know, sometimes Doug likes to mess with us.
No, I just kept looking and looking for it on here. Oh. And it's not here, so oh. That's what I forgot. I forgot what I was looking for because I wasn't finding it. Mm. And it's a complete shame, but no, August Rush, a great answer in this question, but not in the top 10. So that means, Sam Levine, you did it.
Wow.
You're our big winner tonight, today.
Thank you, sweet November.
Whatever time. Would you guys like to hear the answers that you missed?
Oh, yes, no, please.
I'm good.
I think you cleared this table. I think you cleaned this plate to the best that you possibly could. Yeah. I'm proud of you because you named like, you know, 5 of them that were all like not terribly obvious, but, you know, definitely deserve to be on this list. Things get a little weird from there. Number 10, let's start at the bottom. Number 10. Is a movie. I wish somebody had done this. I know it's a real stab in the dark because there's 12 months to choose from, but there's a film that's just called November. And it's a 2021 like crime thriller kind of thing, I think. So that was number 10. Number nine, maybe people just between Sweet November and regular November, people just have November fever.
Wow.
It is, in fact, November right now. The motion picture, The November Man.
Oh.
Was number nine.
I heard of that.
That's another like kind of spy thriller kind of thing.
Oh, nice. There's
now here's where an algorithm can really mess up a game show type situation. Because for some reason on this list on IMDb, I double checked it, refreshed it, looked to see what the movie was, looked more further into the movie. Number eight, in movies that have the month in the title, is The Black Coat's Daughter.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Subheading?
That's what I said. That is my same reaction. It's this movie with Emma Roberts and Don Draper's daughter.
Oh, Kiernan...
Kiernan Shipka.
Shipka, yeah.
Yeah. It's a movie with those two, so I get that people would be looking it up and be interested in it, but I don't know why that's confused for a movie that has a month in the title.
Is there like an alternate title?
I couldn't find anything, any evidence to support why it would be on this list other than just, you know, the algorithm just doesn't get it completely right every time. Number seven, back to a movie that actually has the month in the title, but it's a very upsetting movie because it's about a mass shooting that occurred in Norway. And the movie is named after the date it happened. It's called 22 July.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I didn't expect anybody to come up with that. So that's four movies that I didn't really expect anybody to name unless somebody just got silly and said November just for fun and turned out to be right. But here's my absolute favorite trick that I pulled on you today. Is that number one on this list of movies?
Oh, God.
Sam just figured it
out.
Tell him what it is, Sam.
It's May December, isn't it, Doug?
May December.
Oh, my God.
Son of a bitch. That's so frustrating.
Wow. Oh, man. And I'm usually always trying to pick out your little tricks.
Oh, that's no. So brutal.
That was a fun one to sneak past you guys because you never know when somebody's going to figure that one out. Congratulations, Sam. Can you join us this Tuesday night at the Improv?
Tuesday night at the Improv? Let me check with my assistant. Get back to you, Doug.
I'll put you down for a maybe, but we're at the Improv Lab over there on the world-famous Melrose Avenue next door to the Improv. It's at 7:30, and the other guests that are booked are Steve O and Eli Roth.
Wow.
So that'll be a real bloodbath and be particularly interesting when I ask him to name a Thanksgiving movie.
And how.
All right, so Sam will be a nice surprise if he says he can do it. Otherwise, I'll fill the spot with a top man, as they say, in Raiders of the Lost Ark. All right, Sam, what would you like to plug here as we wrap up the show today?
Well, you know, I'm on Cameo, of course. But hey, also, I've got a streaming series called Underdeveloped, which you can watch on Tubi and Amazon Prime and Amazon Freevee. And it's about a production company. So it's a little inside baseball, but it's fun. It's about a dysfunctional production company, and I play a real creep. So check that out. It's called Underdeveloped. It's real silly. Thomas Ian Nicholas is in it, of course, from American Pie, Rookie of the Year. A lot of other fun cast, Dave Koechner, Tom Arnold. I don't know. I couldn't really talk about it a lot because of the strike stuff, but everyone should watch it now. And
nice. I'll check it out. Gabe Malika, thank you for joining us.
It was a pleasure to be first to last. It happens. I lost to two good players. Yeah. I would love to shout out my solo show, Solo, which just finished a 6-week run in New York off Broadway. And we're coming to Chicago for a week at Christmas, December 20th to the 23rd. It's a solo show about how I don't have any friends And a large part of it is about, I have one best friend, and the only thing I know about him is his very famous Adam Sandler ranking list. So if you like that game, you might like my show. DM me for a promo code, and I'll see you in Chicago.
Awesome. Thanks, Gabe. Tom Takar.
Thanks for having
so
me, Doug.
Close to the, you almost pulled this one out, dude.
So close. I cannot believe that made a December shit. That's so funny.
You don't have you don't have to kick yourself because it was a, you know, Sam didn't figure it out either. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason to feel bad.
Fun
you
game.
You lost fair and square.
Lost to one of the best to ever do it. Can't be ashamed of that.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What would you like to promote, though?
I got some fun stuff coming. I have a free YouTube special up called Takar Noir. That's on YouTube. You can check it out. And then I have a new podcast coming out where comedians tell funny stories about grade school, K through 12 stuff, called Crying on the Playground with Amy Silverberg. And then I'll be at Vermont Comedy Club for New Year's Eve weekend. Would love to see people come out to that. It's a great club.
Yeah, that sounds super fun. I'm going to be at the Punchline in Sacramento for New Year's Eve, doing two shows there with some other great comics. And then day before, on Saturday, Jan 30, I'm doing a 420 Doug Loves Movies at the Punchline in Sacramento. My plugs include, in addition to Doug Loves Movies, this Tuesday at the LA Improv with maybe Sam Levine and probably Eli Roth and Steve-O. That's Tuesday, a couple nights from now. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, then it's tomorrow night. And then the Benson Movie Interruption is at the end of this week on Sunday in New York City at the Gramercy Theater at 8 o'clock with great guests, including just booked John Roberts from... He's the voice of Linda on Bob's Burgers. So I'll try to get Linda to make some remarks about the movie we're watching. And Doug Loves Movies is at LOL Comedy in San Antonio, Texas, on Saturday afternoon, October 2nd at 4:20. Got other dates and deets coming up that you can read at DougLovesMovies.com. Thank you once again. I'm thankful for Sam Levine, Gabe Malika, and Tom Takar taking time out on NFL Sunday, no less.
Yeah. Oh.
I can't believe it that you took a whole hour away from that shit. And and I close every episode with a last line from a movie. So this one, I did the research and got the last line from Born on the 4th of July. So as always, welcome home, Ronnie.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug...